In 1989, in Armenia, there was a devastating earthquake.
那么在1989年，在阿美尼亚有一个很大的一个地震。
It killed over 30,000 people in less than 4 minutes.
在四分钟内就有大约四万人的人，30,000。
In the middle of all of that devastation and that confusion that followed, there was a father who rushed and ran to his son's school.
那么在这危难之中呢，有个父亲就急忙的到他儿子所念的学校去。
He was hoping for the best, but was fearing the worst.
但他总期望说事情不是那么糟。
When he arrived, he discovered that, to his horror, that the whole school had been completely flattened.
但他到了这个学校，发现整个学校已经被夷为平地。
And so he stands there and he's looking at all of this devastation and this the debris of this school, knowing his son is inside.
那么他到了现场，看到这满片窗户的这些废墟。
But then he remembered a promise that he had made to his son.
那么他想他小孩，但是在废墟中，那他记得他曾经跟他小孩。
He said to him, whatever happens, I will always be there for you.
他记得跟他小孩曾经说过，不管发生什么样的事情，我一定在你的身旁。
Now this situation looked very hopeless to most people.
那么在这个状况之下呢，对一般来讲根本就是非常的绝望了。
But he just couldn't take his mind off that promise that he had made to his son.
但这个时候他 却不能忘掉他给他小孩的这个承诺。So
he remembered that his son's classroom was in the back of the building and towards the corner.
那么他记得他小孩的教室是在那角落的一边。So
he ran over to that spot and he began removing brick by brick and stone by stone.
所以他就跑到那个地方呢，那个位置就一块一块砖头的。
But a lot of other grieving parents, you know, they came there and they were crying, they were upset, and they told him it's foolish, they're all gone.
其他的受难的父母也跟他讲说，算了，不要浪费这个力气，这是没有用的。And
some of them even tried to pull the father away from the building to keep him from trying to dig for his son.
甚至有人还要把这位父亲呢给架开来。
Even a police officer told the man to go home.
甚至这警察也对他说，你回家吧。But
he needed to know for himself whether his son was still alive or not.
那他因为要去确信他的孩子是否还生存着。And
because of that promise that he made to his son, no matter what happens, I will always be there for you.
也就是因为他跟他小孩有做过这个承诺，不管发生什么事情。
So he begins digging for 8 hours, 12 hours.
So 他就这样持续的一直挖, 时间就过了8个, 12个小时,
24 hours, 36 hours.
那么过了一天，过了36个小时。
And finally, on the 38th hour, he removes this big piece of concrete.
那么到了38小时, 他就搬开了一块, 蛮大的一个水泥。
And he heard his son's voice.
他听到他小孩的声音。So
he calls out his son's name.
所以他就呼叫他小孩的名字。And
the little boy says, Father, Father, it's me, it's me.
那么回来的声音就说，父亲啊，我在这里。And
then the little boy says, I knew you would come for me. I told the other kids that my father will be here. He said he would never leave me.
小孩说，我知道你一定会来救我，因为我也跟我的同伴说。
Because you promised me.
因为你曾经对我, 做过这样的, 诺言。
You promised that no matter what happened, you would be there for me.
那么你告诉我, 不管发生什么事情, 你总会在那,
And you did it, Father, you did it.
你真的做到了。
You know those two words, I promise, is a phrase that almost seems meaningless today.
那么对于一个人说, 我答应，那么这个字在现今来讲 或许也不具啊什么意义了。
You know, we've come so used to hearing politicians say, "I promise this and I promise that," and even before the election, they break the promise.
那么很多政治家常常在竞选当中说我啊答应你们做这个做那个，那么甚至在还没选举之前，他们就失言了。
And you know, even ourselves, you know, we many times we make a promise.And we do our best to keep that promise.
那么像我们也是一样，日常生活啊，日常生活，我们啊，既然做了啊这样的啊答应，常常会想办法去完成。
But oftentimes we fail to do so.
但大部分的时间是啊，我们会啊失去这个承诺的。
We don't mean to break the promise.
我们对这个失去承诺，并不是故意要去做这样的事。
But it just happens.
但总是这样的发生。
For example, maybe a father will tell his child, "I'll always be there for you."
或许父亲对小孩说，哦，我会在那随时跟你在一起。
But then the father has a heart attack and dies.
但是这个做父亲的忽然心脏病，那么就去世了。
Leaving the child fatherless.
那么让这个小孩变成无父之孩。
He didn't mean to do it.
他也不是故意要这样做的。
But the promise was broken because he was limited in his power.
这么这个应许啊，之所以不能完成，是因为人是人的能力，那么是有限的。
In the scriptures, we read about a loving heavenly Father who has made to us many precious promises.
那么圣经告诉我们，我们爱我们的神，那么神也给我们做了很多的应许。
Promises that tell us that our needs will be taken care of.
这样的应许只告诉我们日常生活将会神会来照顾的。
That our sins will be forgiven.
我们的罪会被赦免的。
That we will never be overwhelmed beyond what we can bear.
那么我们也不会去遇到那些超乎我们能够负担的这些困难。
And he has promised the gift of everlasting life.
那么同时他也答应给我们永生。
But what sets these promises apart is that God is the one who made those promises.
那么是说的这些这么多的应许，其实这些都是神给我们的应许的。
God has the power and the integrity to fulfill each and every one of His promises.
那么神是具有这样的莫大的能力，可以让他对我们所应许都能够一一的实现。
And just like a loving father,
就好像我们慈爱的父亲。
God cares for each and every one of us.
那么神对我们每一位。都是这样的爱护者。
He has promised that no matter what happens,
他这样答应说，不管发生什么样的事情，
He will always be there for us.
那么他一定会在一定会跟我们在一起的。
Even as the world around us quakes and crumbles,
虽然这个世界那么危险，都快要崩垮了，
Our heavenly Father will stand by His promises.
那么我们天上父持续。维持他的承诺。
You see, God is like a loving father who cares for his children.
那么这个天父就好像一位慈爱的父亲爱护着他的小孩一样。
Let's keep a mark in Isaiah. Excuse me, a mark in Psalm 9, and we will turn to Isaiah.
我们在诗篇第九篇这边做个书签。
Isaiah 58.
看以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书五十八章
，verse 11，
一节。
Isaiah 58 verse 11。
以赛亚书五十八章十一节。
The Lord will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail.
十一节，耶和华必时常引导你在干旱之地，使你的心。满一足，骨头强壮，你必像这浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。
Since the Lord will guide our soul continually，
这里说，耶和华呢，一定是时常的会这样的引导我们。
Even when we are in times of drought, spiritual drought，
虽然我们有时候碰到这个灵性上的干渴
，He will be there for us，
他也会。 与我们同在的。
Now if we turn back to Psalm 9,
再看回去诗篇第九篇。
We will go through this text and we hopefully can be encouraged by God's word.
那么我们就整篇来看，希望能够从这里得到一些勉励。
Psalm 9, verse 9.
诗篇第九篇第九节。
The Lord will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble.
这里说神会在患难时候做高台。
The first thing that we can see is that even in a turbulent, oppressive world, God offers Himself to us as a refuge.
虽然这世界是那么混乱的，但是神他要做我们的一个避难所。
So one of the first things we notice is that from this verse, the fact that we live in a very difficult world that is filled with a lot of troubles and a lot of oppression.
从这边我们知道我们现今的社会也是非常的混乱，那么是非常的危险的。
There seems to be so much to worry about today.
看样子我们现今的人对世事都是这么样的忧虑的。
Everybody is worried about the economy.
每个人都这样担心目前的经济状况。
Everyone is concerned about the recession.
同时也非常的烦恼现在的不景气。
Hey, my hairline has been in recession for a long time.
像我的头也是头发也是不是很顺利的。
My waistline is in inflation.
我的体重也是一直增加。
And overall, sometimes I'm in depression.
有时候我总是这样的懊恼着。
The reality is life is hard.
问题的真相是人的一生是非常的烦苦的。
Nowhere in scripture where we promise that life will be easy.
圣经里面也没有说过人的一生是很容易的。
Life is hard.
生活是很苦的。
Bad things happen to good people.
那么在好人上，好人的身上往往有一些坏事发生。
Bad things happen to bad people.
当然了，坏事发生在坏人的身上。
And bad things happen to people in between good and bad.
那么坏事也发生那种说不上是好人还坏人的身上。
Now, so far this message seems pretty depressing, doesn't it?
到目前我们所听到的好像也让我们提不起精神。
You're probably thinking this is supposed to encourage us.
你或许认为说我应该讲一些鼓励大家的话。
But before we get to the really good news, we have to face the bad news.
但我们能够谈那些好的消息之前，我们先要面对我们这些坏的消息。
Because the world we live in is a very real world.
因为我们所面对的这个世界呢，是真实的。
And we should want a religion, we should want a faith that deals with reality.
那么我们所信的也是要面对去面对现在的真实的生活。
I don't want a religion or a faith that says, well, let's pretend everything is good, everything is smooth.
那么我也不希望说我们所涉及的这个宗教的观念只是一个空虚的讲，事实都是好的。
I don't want a faith that says, "Oh, believe in Jesus, all your problems are gone."
我也不认同跟你讲说，你只要认识这个耶稣基督，那么一切的生活会多好多好。
The problems will still be there.
问题是这麻烦呢，总是在那个地方。
Some will say, "Oh, if you believe in Jesus, you can achieve much wealth."
有人说你信了耶稣基督，你就会很富有的。
You want that house? Believe in Jesus, pray, you can have it.
你想要这栋房子，只要信基督。
See, this is a superficial faith, a superficial reality.
然后一种很虚浮、很空虚的迷信的想法。
We need to have a faith that can stand up to whatever the world has to give us.
我们一定要面对。我们当今在生活上所真实的事项。
And we do live in a very troubled world.
我们确实是活在一个非常混乱的时代里。
There's a story about a minister who had just married a young couple. They performed a marriage ceremony for a young couple.
有个故事就说啊，一个啊传道呢，他在为一对新人证婚。
And he turned to the young groom and he said, "Son, you are at the end of your troubles."
那么他就对啊这个新郎说啊，你现在刚好身处在这啊麻烦的这个尾端。
And about a year later or so, this minister ran across this young man.
过了一年后呢，这个传道碰到这个年轻人。
And this young man was so upset, so miserable. The young man was so upset and so miserable.
这个时候这男这个年轻人呢，当时是非常的沮丧。
He said, "What a year this has been."
到底是怎么回事呢？
So we argue over everything.
我们对每一件事情都是这样的争吵着。
Should the toilet paper go over the top or on the bottom?
就是这样一些小事情也这样反反复复的。
Who takes out the trash?
那么谁要把这个垃圾拿出去呢？
Who washes the dishes?
谁要来洗碗呢？
Who forgot to put gas in the car?
那么谁忘了加油呢？
Who forgot to pay the electric bill?
谁忘了去缴这电费呢？
Who squeezes the toothpaste from the middle, not the bottom?
谁把这个牙膏挤得乱七八糟呢？
And he says, "Hey, wait a minute, aren't you the minister that told me that I was at the end of my troubles when I got married?"
对了，你不是就是那位我们结婚替我们证道说我现在已经我的麻烦快结束了吗？
He said, "Yes, I did."
这个传道就讲说，是啊，那就是我啊。
I just didn't say which end you were at.
我只是没有说会用什么方式来结束。
If you are young and you are at the beginning of your life,
那么你年轻，那么你当然是在未来的前途还很长。
Then perhaps you may be naive to all of the trouble that's in the world.
或许你对这些会碰到的这些困难。不太在意的。
But as you get older, you see more and more suffering, more and more pain.
但是你随着年纪的增长，你会更加的感受到所得来的这些痛苦。
And the older you are, the more you have seen of this. The more older you get, the more you see.
你活得越老，那么你所看的就越多了。
Like the Bible says, there are wars, there are rumors of wars.
那么就像圣经所说的事情是这样的一样接一样的来了。
Earthquakes,
战争或者是地震。
In fact, Taiwan just had another one this morning.
像台湾今天早上就又有一个新的地震。
So there are also very abusive and corrupt people who try to oppress innocent people in this world.
那么在这世上总是有那些很屈服的这些人要欺负这些善良的百姓。
And Christianity as a whole is becoming more and more oppressed, becoming more and more persecuted.
那么整个基督徒也是越来越被逼迫的。
Even though many in the Christian world are trying to stand up to do what's right, they are being pushed down.
虽然很多基督徒是挺身而出，那么能够为自己认为对的事情挺身而出，但是往往又是被这样的压榨下去。
Even in just yesterday, I saw read in the newspaper where the Presbyterian Church had what they call, I guess we would compare it to our NCC meeting, but they had a general U.S. Meeting in the United States of all the Presbyterian churches.
像我昨天也读了一则消息，另外一个教派的一个教会呢。
By a vote of 53%, they agreed to allow not only gay marriages, but their ministers to be gay and to be in a relationship.
那么有53%的，他们同意这个传道者或许是同性的一个倾向。
We know that many try to stand up to God's word.
因为我们也知道很多人为会很为神的道来挺身而出
，But they don't have the strength.
但他们却常常觉得无力。
And on top of this, all our world is such a hectic, fast-paced world.
这个世界的脚步呢是越走越快的。
Everything is high-tech, high-speed.
一切事情就是讲求速度跟效率。
Wasn't that long ago we were so amazed we could take a picture and we get a Polaroid printout?
不久之前我们就有那种所谓的立即相机。
Now it's digital.
现在是用数位相机。
Now we stand in front of the microwave and say, hurry up.
现在我们会站在这微波炉前面还要给它指令。
Many of us live such a very high pace, high, fast life that we're literally burned out.
那么人们被这些快速的脚步呢给冲晕了。
You're running here, you're running there.
你这样忙来忙去的。
You are weary, you are anxious.
那么你这样的担心又是这样的超凡。
You are tired, you are at your wit's end.
你是感觉非常无力感，而且是非常的倦乏了。
What does Jesus say?
那么耶稣是怎么说呢?
Again, keeping your mark in Psalm 9, let's turn to Matthew 11.
看马太福音十一章。
Matthew 11, verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew 11, verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Come to me, all you who labor.And are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
二十八节，凡劳苦重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
It is in God and God alone that we will find a refuge from this troubled life.
就是在神的里面呢，我们能够在这混乱的时代呢，找到一个平安。
The word refuge literally means a place of safety.
那么这个避难所它的意义就是有一个安全的地方。
And when we are troubled, God is our refuge.
当我们遇到困难，神就是我们的避难所。
He is our place of safety.
那么他的地方会让我们安全的。
The one that we can turn to as shelter from our pain and our suffering.
那么也就是一个能够远离，可以让我们远离这些危险的一个地方。
It's much like when we were little.
好像我们在小时候。
No matter how bad our day was.
不管发生了什么事情。
When you climbed into your mother's lap.
你总是会躲到妈妈的怀里。
And as she held you tight.
那么她把你抱紧紧的抱住。
And she rocked you back and forth.
那么是这样的左右的摇摆你
，kissed you on the cheek，
那么在你的额头上亲吻了
，and she whispered in your ear， everything's going to be okay。
那么在你的耳旁轻轻的告诉你，一切都会安好的。
When she did that， you just knew everything was going to be okay。
当她告诉你这样，你就确信说一切事情都会好的。
You see， in the arms of God， we find that same comfort。
那么我们在神的双手也同时找到同样的一个安慰。
That love，
这样的一个爱。
That protection，
这样的一个保护。
And it's often in those times of trouble that we turn to God。
总是会在危险的时候，我们转向我们的神。
We know that He's there in the good times。
我们知道他在一切都安好的时候，也是在那边。
But it's often when the things are going not so good, not so well, that we really turn to God for refuge.
但事情总是在我们遇到困难的时候，我们总是会回到神那边把它当成我们的避难所。
It's in desperation that we cry out to Him to protect and deliver us.
在这绝望的时候，我们总是向他哭求的求神来保护我们。
And when we call out to Him.
当我们向他呼求的时候
He is always faithful to keep his promise.
但他总是这样的能够允许他所 对我们所做的这些承诺。
He will always protect and keep you.
他总是永远的保护你。
Now let me clarify something.
我再声明一些事情。
It is indeed God will be our refuge.
那么神确实是我们的避难所。
But the refuge does not protect us from experiencing the storms. When we are in refuge, it doesn't mean that we will not experience the storm.
虽然我们有在这避难所里面呢，但不能说我们就不会去体验到那些危难的发生。
Instead, it will protect you during the storm.
主要是他神会保护我们，让我们安稳的度过这样的一个困难。
Kind of similar to this background here.
好像我们今天后面这个这个影像一样。
From looking from a cave, we are in the protection. We are in the shelter.
从这洞穴看出去，好像我们很安全。
Protected from the storm.
洞穴里面，那么也不会受这个风浪来。
But could still experience the storm.
但你仍然会看到外面的风浪。
In this life, God, we will experience trouble, but God will see us through it.
我们在这个世上，我们会体验各项各样的这些困难，但神会让我们。
And we are in the storm.
当我们在这样的一个风暴里。
One thing a refuge will do is to give us strength.
其中之一。这个避难所能够提供给我们的，就是让我们还有能力
，to renew our strength，
能够恢复我们的体力
，strength that we do not have on our own， that we do not have on our own strength， it's God's strength。
这个能力呢是从神那边来的。
You know, I have experienced in my own life, and I've also heard testimonies from church members about.They have gone through difficult, terrible situations.
当然我自己的人生也有这样的体验，同时我也从见证上知道有些信徒他们也有这样的经验。
Situations that they thought they could never handle.
像这种危难的事情发生，他认为是根本没办法度过的。
But somehow.God gave them the strength to go through it.
但结果是神加添他的能力，让他能够顺利的通过。
God will give us what we need.
神会给我们所需要的。
We can count on Him for that.
我们对这样的事情是绝对可以信得住。
And that's the next thing I want us to really see from Psalm chapter 9.
那么再看回诗篇第九篇。
Psalm chapter 9 verse 10.
诗篇第九篇第十节
Psalm 9 verse 10 And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
第十节耶和华认识你名的人要依靠你，因你没有离弃寻求你的人。
We live in a time where it is not easy to trust anybody.
我们是活在一个不容易去相信别人的这一个时代里。
We've all been lied to and taken advantage of.
人们总是会骗你会向你占便宜。
Perhaps even to the point where we become cynical or doubtful when someone says, "Trust me," or "I promise you."
有人告诉你说没问题信靠我。这时候你总是会抱着怀疑的态度。
If you look at verse 10 again, it says, "The more we know, the more we trust."
第十节这样说，你越知道了以后呢，你就会越把自己交托出来。
Let's suppose you go to the Home Depot and you want to buy a ladder.
就好像你要到这个 Home Depot 呢去买一个梯子。
Now the ladder doesn't that you're looking at doesn't look very strong.
你这个看到这个梯子好像不是很牢固。
But you read on the label, it says it can hold up to 300 pounds.
那么你看这个标签上说它可以支撑300磅。
And your friend had just bought one just like that.
那么你的朋友最近才买了一个。
And he weighs about 250 pounds.
他大概是250磅重的体重。
And it seems to hold him.
看样子应该没有什么问题。
So now you have gained some information.
那么你现在又有一个讯息过来。
Plus you have a testimony.
同时你也有人也听到别人这样的说过。
That enables you to begin to trust that ladder.
那么你或许就开始相信这个楼梯的功能。
So you carefully step on it.
所以你就这样的慢慢的小心的站上去。
And to your surprise, it holds you.
那么你也觉得说它这样这个楼梯就这样的支撑着。
And now you're going to feel more comfortable.
那么你就慢慢的有信心。
And after three weeks or a month down the road, you're going up and down that ladder and not even giving it a second thought. Why? Because you've learned to trust.
那么你这个事情过了几周以后，你就上下楼梯非常的自如，你非常的相信它能够支撑你的重量。
When we read through scripture about God,
当我们从这圣经去研讨神
，When we see how He has proven faithful through the lives of others,
那么我们看到他对一些事物是这么一个应许的承诺。
And when we by our own experiences.Have found him to be faithful and true in our own lives.
那么透过这样的读经呢，同时在我们的日常生活的体验
，Then we begin to trust in the promises of God.
那么我们就慢慢能够信靠神对我们的应许了。
One such promise given here in this text is that for those who seek God.
那么这中间的一个应许就是说，这些寻求神的人
，He will never forsake them.
那么神是绝对不会离弃他们的。
What a promise this is!
那么这是非常重要的一个应许。
God is saying you can count on me.
神说你绝对可以信靠我。
I will not let you down.
我不会让你失望的。
I will always be there for you.
我总是在那边当你需要我的时候。
That's the promise He has made.
这就是神给我们的应许。
No matter what we are going through.
不管我们经历过什么
，We are not going through it alone.
我们绝对不会单独的、个人的去应付的
，Because God has promised.
因为神已经有对我们做的应许。
And even at those times when you don't sense that God is nearby,
或许你不觉得神是跟你同在的
，He is standing by your side.
但他其实在旁边跟着你的
，He is guiding.
他这样的引导你
，comforting you.
他这样的安慰你
，and encouraging you，
同时这样的鼓励你。
You know the early American Indians，
早期美国的印第安人
，they had a very unusual way of training young boys to become Indian braves。
那么他们有一个很特殊的方法去训练一个年轻人成为一个勇士。
On the night of the boy's 13th birthday。
那么在这十九岁的一个晚上呢
，After they had learned how to hunt and how to fish and how to survive in the wilderness，
那么当他们已经学了这些打猎求生的技能以后
，They were put to a final test，
他们就做了一个最后的试验。
They were placed in a very deep and thick forest，
那么他们把它放在一个非常原始的一个原始森林里
，They were to spend the night alone，
让他在这边自己过夜。
Up until that time, he had never been away from his family or his tribe。
那么在这之前，他们这个男孩，那么从来没有离开自己的族人跟父母。
But on that night, he was blindfolded。
那么在那个晚上，他是被蒙眼的
，taken several miles away and put into the deep dark forest。
被蒙眼带去这几英里之外的一个森林里。
When he would take off the blindfold，
当他这个眼遮被拿掉以后
，he couldn't see，
他还是看不到。
He was scared to death，
因为是非常的害怕。
Every time a twig would snap， a little branch would be broken。Somebody was to break a twig。
每次有人折了一个树枝，他就会觉得很可怕的。
He would think a wild animal was ready to pounce on him.
他就觉得好像似乎是野兽要跟他侵犯。
It reminds me of when one time I took my friend and I took my oldest son Stephen hunting.
让我想起有一次我跟有人带我的大儿子 Steven 去打猎。
It was Steven's first time.
这是 Steven 第一次跟着我去的。
So we went deep into the woods. It was about 4:30 in the morning.
大概在早上四点半，我们就到这森林里。
So we wanted to be sure that we got there when the sun started to come up, so we could be ready for when the deer started to come or the end. We would be ready.
我们要确定时间当这太阳升起，这些鹿会过来，我们就可以打猎了。
Steven was a little bit of afraid.
这时候 Steven 好像有点害怕。
So I put him into a tree.
所以我就把他让他去爬在树上。
He was a college student at that time.
在那个时候他是一个大学生。
So I helped him get up into the tree and gave him one of the guns.
那么就叫他爬到树上，同时给他一支枪。
I went off to the distance a little bit.
那么我就稍微走远一点。
And then finally when the sun comes up in the morning.
那么这时候太阳刚刚就出来了。
I go to check on Steven.
我跑去看看 Steven.
He said, Dad, don't ever do that to me again.
他就对我说，你千万不要再把我丢在这个地方。
I said, do what?
我问他说，我做了什么呢？
He said, try to scare me like that, walking around underneath the tree at night. He thought I was walking around under the tree.
他以为说，我那天晚上就是在树旁这样走来走去。
I said, that wasn't me.
我告诉他说，根本不是我。
When you're in that situation, everything looks very scary.
在这种状况，人们总是这么一个恐惧感。
So for this young Indian boy,
那么这个年轻的印第安人
，It seems like an eternity before the sun comes up.
似乎他也就那么高兴的这太阳终于上升了。
And then.The sun comes up and he looks around and he sees flowers, he sees trees.
当太阳上升，他看到周围的景色是这么漂亮。
He sees a path.
他看到一条小径。
And then to his surprise,
那么更让他惊奇的是
he sees the figure of a man standing a little short distance away.
有一个好像是一个人的样子在远远的这样站着。
With a bow and arrow in his hands.
拿着弓跟箭在旁边护卫着。
It would be his father.
那这是他的父亲。
He had been there all night long.
他自己在那边整夜。
You see, God is like that.
神就像这样子。
Even when you don't see him, he is there.
虽然你看不到他，但他是在你的周围的。
Because he is faithful, he is true.
那他因为神是信实的神。
He has promised and he has kept his promise.
那么他对我们有应许，他一定会承诺这个应许的。
He is our refuge in times of trouble.
他是在我们困难的时候的一个避难所。
And we can trust him.
我们是可以信靠他的。
So that in the end we can say just like the little boy in Armenia.
至终我们就像这亚美尼亚这个小孩子一样。
I told the other children not to worry.
我告诉其他的小孩说不要担心。
I told them that you would save us because you promised.
我告诉他们说你一定会来救我因为你已经这样的应许我了。
You promised me that no matter what happened, you would always be there for me.
你告诉我不管发生什么事情你总是会在现场来帮我。
Almighty Father, you kept your promise.
我们伟大的这个神他一定会实现他的诺言。
May we learn to seek God as our refuge in times of trouble.
当我们在困难的时代里面，我们应该学习寻求神当我们的避难所。